you take so long to come to me? Oh, baby. And love, love, your love. Tell me, were you hiding from me all the time? Each time I tried to find someone to take your place, it was all in vain. No, the lips were never quite the same. No, baby, when I was kissing someone new, deep inside I was missing you. Oh, baby, you made me fall in love with you. Now I don't know just what I'm gonna do.
This is The Spec, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome back, everybody, to another, now it's starting to get lighter out, March Thursday afternoon. Hope you all are doing well out there, and welcome back to The Spec. As always, it is great to be with you today. So, a lot of commotion last second. Initially, I was going to have a few guests on. We were going to do a little set in Studio B next door to me, have a little band on, but ran into some technical difficulties. But have no fear, Jeremy is here. I'm so excited to be joined by Jeremy Grunat today. Jeremy's going to give us a little guitar lesson. We're going to walk through the basics of guitar, everything from the amp to the pedals to how to play, how Jeremy goes, his mindset playing guitar. Jeremy's currently setting up right now, so we're just going to give him a couple minutes to get everything in order. I'm going to play a couple songs for you just to make sure we're all ready to go, and then in a few minutes, we'll get this thing rolling. So stay with us. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you. quite. You're only looking for a good time, a body you could kiss on. Turn to you and you've moved on. Well, there's something about the way you passed me by, I couldn't keep up and now I'm stuck. And I'll never forget how carefully you counted it. 725 looks to the center of a Tootsie Pop. All the times your laughter made my heart stop. Get the key unlocked, no pace, no clock. Who's there? Knock, knock.
Trying to make amends and stay alive. Heard some snakes is coming towards my way. Take a mongoose close now, 85. We go then. We go. We go then. We go. Remember love in the summer. Take you to the cinema. Yellow halo above ya. Something bigger than us, it's bigger than love. We go. We go then. We go.
All right, y'all, I am so excited to be joined by today the one and only Mr. Jeremy Grunat, guitarist, student at Tufts, overall just solid dude. Jeremy, how you doing today, man?
I'm good, Sammy. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Appreciate it. Thank you so much for adapting on the fly, kind of some last second behind the scenes changes everyone out there. So just a question I ask all of my guests to get started is, where are you from, and what was your upbringing like before Tufts?
Yeah, so I'm from Ridgewood, New Jersey, which is a pretty suburban town. It's like 30 minutes outside of New York City, fairly congested area. Other than that, I don't know how else to describe it, but it was a nice, peaceful little town.
Awesome, yeah. Awesome. So let's jump right into it. So How long have you been playing guitar? How did that start? Walk me through a little bit about the beginnings of Jeremy Grunat, the guitarist.
Yeah, so my parents always played music in the house, especially classic rock and blues type stuff, whether it be B.B. King or some of the more later British stuff like the Rolling Stones or Led Zeppelin, Eric Clapton, you name it.
Nice.
That kind of stuff was always playing in the house, and I got really, really into Led Zeppelin when I was in fifth grade. And then I heard the song Black Dog. You know that song?
Yeah, totally.
That guitar riff is sick. And when I heard that, I was like, damn, I got to do that. You know?
Sick.
And I got my first guitar, and then started learning Led Zeppelin songs from the internet. And then I started taking lessons. And that was in fifth grade. And I'm still doing it now.
Sick. So you started out with like Led Zeppelin. I feel like those riffs are hard to start out.
Oh, yeah. It didn't sound good. It didn't sound good when I started out. Well, some of them aren't as hard as they sound, and other ones are way harder than they sound. You never know. It's just a massive gamble. Mm. But yeah, when I was learning those to begin with, they didn't sound very good, but I was just doing it because I was into the music. And
nice.
It was a start, yeah.
All right, great. So for those out there listening, Jeremy's going to walk us through a little mini guitar, basics of all things guitar, and a little guitar lesson today, a big treat. So start out, what kind of, this is an electric guitar, what kind of electric guitar is this, and how'd you get it?
Okay, so this is a PRS Silver Sky. The company is PRS, the model Silver Sky.
Oh,
and
sick.
it's a signature John Mayer edition. I'm a huge John Mayer fan, and I bought it because, well, I love John Mayer, but also this hot pink color is sick. And when his latest album, Sob Rock, came out, this guitar also came out with it as like the Sob Rock guitar.
Sweet.
And I just had to get it because I saw him playing with this in the music video, and it just looked so cool.
That is fantastic.
And I saved up with money from working a job back home and bought this.
Right. Oh, so this is a fairly recent purchase.
Yeah, I bought this at the end of last year.
Damn.
Yeah.
Dude, it looks fantastic, and for those that are listening, there's like a little cool signature at the end of it, this mm-hmm. pink guitar. So I guess let's start from literally the ground up with guitar, with electric guitar. So below me, I can't even see it. I'm sitting at a table across from Jeremy right now. There's an amp, and there's a little pedal board, is that what it's called?
Exactly, yeah.
So walk me through the amp. How do you set up an amp and get the right levels? What does that all look like when you're about to play?
Yeah, so the volume is obvious. There's a bunch of knobs. You just adjust the volume to adjust the volume, right? You plug it in. It's actually fairly simple. You plug in the amp, you switch it on, and you mess with the volume. And then there's a bunch of other knobs that will customize the balance of the sound and the other aesthetics. There's a FX select. That means like special effects.
Okay.
On my amp here, I've got a, for anyone listening out there that is familiar with amps, I have a Fender Superchamp.
Yeah.
And it's a tiny amp. This is actually my first amp ever.
Okay.
This one right here. There's a volume knob, a second volume knob, and then special effects knob. Special effects include chorus, reverb, which is kind of like echo, tremolo, which is kind of like a vibration.
Okay.
And delay, which is also kind of like echo, but different. I'll explain the two later on.
Gotcha.
I'll explain the difference between the two later on.
Yeah.
And
yeah, that makes
sense. There's one on here that I don't even know what it is, and I never use it. There's also equalizer knobs, meaning like the ratio of the different frequencies of sounds. So there's bass, the low end, treble, the high end, and then there's on bigger, more advanced amps, you'll have a middle knob too for bass, middle, and treble.
Mm.
But this one just has bass and treble. It's pretty basic. And I like to set my bass at around 6 out of 10 and my treble at around 8 out of 10, for whatever that means. But it's really a subjective thing. You just kind of go off of what you think sounds the best.
And does it really, because you play a lot of different genre. Are you mostly in the rock, Led Zeppelin kind of
mostly music? Rock and blues.
So it sounds like you stay with a similar setting for the most part when you're pretty on much electric guitar.
Yeah.
Gotcha. And what about the pedal situation on the other side? There's a lot. I walked in, he brings in this huge pedal pad, and I'm like, what is going on? As someone who doesn't play electric guitar.
Yeah, kind of looks
guitar.
Like a spaceship. Right?
Yeah. Walk me through that a little bit.
So, it's kind of like, I don't know how familiar you are with circuits, but I'm not that familiar with circuits.
Okay.
But from what I know about circuits, you have a signal.
Yeah.
In this case, it's a sound signal. And then you have resistors in the chain. And pretty much the cables here connect the resistors, the pedals. And then the signal from the guitar travels through the chain, through all the pedals, and then through the amp, ultimately.
Cool.
So the amp is like the final step in that sound signal range, and all these pedals are extra special effects that are not built into my amp. There's a bunch of little rectangles on this platform here that I put together, and they each have their own unique effects and their own settings on them too. They all have a bunch of knobs.
Nice. Yeah. So it sounds like you're mostly working with one or two of them? Or
at a time?
At a time.
Yeah,
okay.
You can do as many as you want at a time, but it gets kind of messy after a while. So, I mean, this is what it sounds like clean.
Yeah, let's hear it. Yeah.
That does not sound very clean.
No, it sounded great to me.
I hear something. I feel like I'm hearing something. Oh, you know what? I'm hearing a lot of reverb. So I'll explain what reverb is.
Hey.
Reverb is... it's kind of like, I like to think of it as just echo. And when I hit the strings without letting them vibrate, you hear a kind of echo. Just listen.
Yeah.
And if I turn that up, it gets really dramatic. And then you get sounds that are really messy.
Ooh.
It sounds like you're playing in like a cave.
Yeah.
But I keep my reverb set at like 3.
Yeah.
10, pretty low. Just enough to add. Actually, that sounds kind of high. It depends on the room you're in, honestly.
Yeah.
That affects it too, but you just do it for a little bit of texture.
Ooh. So in bigger, like physically bigger rooms, you're gonna probably have more reverb anyway when it goes into the amp, right? That's
for sure. Yeah.
That's sick.
Yeah. So you have to be adaptable. In terms of the main pedal that I use on this pedal board, it would be the overdrive pedal.
Mm.
And so the guitar, clean signal, sounds like this. And with overdrive, it sounds like this. And the difference is these pedals are intended to mimic the sound of an amp when it's overheating.
Yeah.
Because in the old days, before they had these pedals, the amps would overheat and they would create this fuzzy, distorted sound. And that's what this pedal mimics, and it has its own settings too. If you turn up, there's a knob that says gain. If you turn that up, it'll increase the overdrive. So check this out. And then if I turn up gain, it gets really, really overdriven. Stuff like that.
That's sick. I don't even know where to begin.
Yeah.
There's so many intricacies with, I think particularly with electric guitar, that's like for someone who doesn't play, it's hard to wrap my mind around, but that's so cool. So how about the like strings and fingering with the guitar? How do you go as someone who is like, doesn't know anything about guitar and is at the very beginning, at the basics, what do you recommend? Where do you start with?
Where do you start?
Fingers?
Well, you start with just learning basic chords.
Okay.
Looking up songs you like and finding the chord charts online.
Yeah.
And those are fairly easy to read. And if you don't know how to read them, you could read about how to read them.
Uh-huh.
And it's pretty easy to pick up. And that's the best way to start, is to just kind of learn basic chords. Like you got your E chord, got your D chord.
Cool.
G, A. List goes on and on, but there's a certain amount of basic chords that are a good starting point before you get into like what are known as power chords, which are a different type of chord mainly used in rock. So like what I was playing before, well, here's the difference. I'm going to play an E and a D, regular, and I'm going to play an E and a D power chord after that, and you'll hear the difference.
Cool.
So here's regular. And then here's power chords. It's just got a different feel.
Yeah.
And the power chords are a lot harder to do for the hand.
Right.
When you're a beginner, so you start off with the more simple chords, the more open shapes, and then you transition to the more difficult chord shapes. Mm. And then eventually you're playing scales and you're learning how to solo. And that's the hardest part. And
yeah.
You just start doing something really slow. Like I used to sit in my room for hours doing stuff like this. And then you keep practicing it, you can go like, and just you get faster and faster, and you name it.
How about different strumming patterns? So you work in the chords to start, and then I did like some brief like guitar and ukulele lessons when I was little, and I remember we started incorporating those different strung patterns on the guitar. How does that factor in once you know the chords, and what are some different strumming patterns that you go to when you're like playing with other people or just, you know,
that's a good question. It always depends on the song.
Yeah.
If it's a slow acoustic song, it might sound something like this. That was without a pick.
Yeah.
Because you get softer tones without a pick.
Right.
And then with the pick, you get stuff like you played Corey Wong,
that Wolfpack
song. You play stuff like. Stuff like that. Involves you're kind of like smacking your hand against the body of the guitar to create this like percussive feel, and so there's a really wide spectrum of things you can do.
Right.
There's a song called "Whole Lot of Love" by Led Zeppelin, and it has a pretty aggressive strumming pattern. I'll show you that one.
Yeah.
You might know this song.
Yeah,
stuff like that.
Dang, that's fantastic, and it's interesting too because I feel like something that's underplayed is like how you manipulate the body of the guitar as well, because you talk about the strumming and the chords, but also it's how you move the guitar and how you press on the strings themselves that gives those different sounds. And also what you were doing with the, like, I never understood all the time the difference between the pick and just using your fingers. And I think there was clearly a huge difference when you were playing right there. So how about now let's talk about some different songs you like to play different. You talked a little bit about Led Zeppelin to start out.
Yes.
What were some other artists covers you like to,
There's this Eric Clapton song called "Change the World," and I actually played a little bit of it for you before.
Yeah.
When I was doing that pickless thing, and if you want, I can play a few minutes of that.
Go for it.
Without vocals, because I don't have those prepared, but I can play instrumental. The song's called "Change the World" by Eric Clapton, and I can do it with a guitar solo. And
sounds great, man. Go all for right. it. Thank you. let's go. That was so great.
Thank
Dude,
you.
The definition of WMFO freeform radio, I was freeforming there, free flowing. Even though that's just like that's a very well known song, I felt like I was just like cruising, didn't know what was gonna happen next in a dream. That was a lot of fun. Why did you learn that song, and what is like the hardest part about learning it for you?
Ooh. Yeah, that song, the hardest part is the chord shapes, because there's a lot of jazz shapes. Mm,
yeah.
And I'm mostly a rock player.
Yeah.
And so when I first tried to learn that song when I was little, I kind of just gave up because I saw the chord charts for it, and I was like, ooh, I can't really do that.
Right.
But then more recently, a few years ago, I looked at it, and I realized, like, oh, wait, I know these chords, because I didn't realize how much I'd learned since then.
Right.
When I took a second look at this song years later, it was like, oh, I can do this. And I always really liked the song.
Mm.
And for anyone out there listening, I highly recommend checking out that song. It's called Change the World by Eric Clapton, and it's a beautiful song in all regards. I mean, it's the chords are beautiful, the way it's composed, the lyrics and the guitar solo, every part about it is great.
Yeah, I love that. Beautiful to listen to. All right, we're at the halfway point of the show, and for my listeners out there who tune in every week, we're going to do a quick PSA because I don't want to interrupt the flow of this fantastic guitar spectacle that we're getting right now. But this is the PSA today, is public transit versus walking. If you take public transportation, good for you. You're helping to save the environment and money too. But if you aren't getting all the exercise you should be, you might want to consider walking directly to your destination instead of using public transit. Depending upon the distance, once you factor in the time it takes to make your way to the T-stop, wait, and then get to your final destination from the station, walking the whole trip can often be faster. And even when it isn't, you're getting good exercise and saving even more money. For example, if it takes 45 minutes to walk where you want to go instead of 30 minutes using the T, you'll get 3/4 of an hour of exercise and fresh air for just an extra 15 minutes of your time. And that's a real healthy deal. And that's a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Sorry, Jeremy, I didn't even let you know I have to do a PSA halfway through the show each time.
No worries.
Sorry, getting back into all this great stuff. So that was a slower, free-formy ballad song.
I got something more up-tempo for
you.
You
want to play a little up-tempo?
Absolutely.
It sounds like that's more in your wheelhouse as well.
Yeah, definitely is.
Great.
And since we don't have a pick, I'm going to do it without a pick.
Okay.
But that just will give it a different feel. That doesn't make it any less doable. So this isn't a particular song. It's just a blues jam in C, and it's been stuck in my head recently, and I love it. And I think you'll like it too. So I'll riff on that for a few minutes. I'm gonna mix in some rhythmic stuff with some solo stuff. So I'll play some leads, but I'll also try to keep the rhythm at the same time. And sometimes that can be the challenge. But
love it.
Here we go.
Let's hear it. Thank you. Yeah. That was just like, some of that was just all improvised and thrown together.
It's
like
completely
that.
Improvised. Yeah.
What? Yeah. What? This is incredible. That was great. So walk me through one more time. So that was part of the song, but then some rhythms from the song.
Well, yeah,
as well.
It's just a blues jam in the key of C.
Oh.
It's not even a song. Well, oh. It's every song and no song at the same time.
Okay.
If that makes sense. It's
nice.
Like, it's, I don't know if you're familiar with a blues progression.
Yeah, vaguely.
But it follows a blues progression.
Right.
And it has this this beat that's kind of like ba-dum, 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 and then it follows the progression for the whole song.
Right.
And that's sort of all that is. There's an infinite amount of songs that have that exact instrumental underpinning. Right. So it's hard to say that that's one specific song. But
totally.
It's definitely a blues jam in C. And where I actually got it from was this live John Mayer album. And on the album, it's literally just titled Blues Intro, because it doesn't have the whole band is just messing around. I don't even think they planned it. They just improvised it.
Cool. So, yeah. Are you mostly working with covers? Do you compose any music? Well, I mean, you like to kind of improvise like that. Do you have any like work in the in the vault right now?
At the moment, I don't have anything original.
Yeah.
But in the past, I have written some stuff, and it's somewhere in the depths of my computer files.
Gotcha.
Haven't looked
not
at it
readily
in a while.
Available.
Yeah, definitely not readily available. And
no worries.
In my brain or on the
computer. Yeah, makes sense. Makes sense.
But I haven't composed in a while. But yeah, I play a ton of covers.
Yeah.
Pretty much you name the John Mayer song, there's a decent chance I know it, just because I'm obsessed.
What if I name a John Mayer song right now and you want to play something?
Oh, what song?
Crap, I said that and I'm going to expose myself because I don't know John Mayer.
It's
that
okay.
Well.
It's
how
okay.
about you? How about you choose one for us? The one you feel the best about.
Okay. They're all so good. They're all so good.
One that's different enough from the blues, jazz stuff you played.
Yeah, something different.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. I mean, they're slow dancing in a burning room.
Sounds,
But it's on the slower side, so.
That's fine.
I don't know what kind of vibe you're looking for.
No, that's totally fine.
I can play
fine.
A few rounds of that.
Go for it.
All right.
Sounds great. Sounds good to me. Hope everybody's enjoying themselves. I am.
All right. Yeah, me too. Thanks again, Sam.
You bet. Yes.
All right, there you go.
Yes.
There's just a little bit of slow dancing.
Thank you. Yeah, and it is cool to hear a lot of these songs that, you know, they have lyrics over them, they have these voice tracks with nothing, just kind of bare bones, just the instrumentals behind them, because you kind of get into this flow state. Like, I was just kind of sitting back in my chair in here right now, so that's really cool. You got any more John Mayer? What?
Oh, yeah.
Why do you like John Mayer so much? Ooh. What draws him? What do you like about him specifically?
Well, he's also just hysterical, personality-wise. So there's a lot of really funny reels on Instagram and TikTok floating around of him just being a goof. But he's an amazing guitar player and an amazing singer. And I think when I heard his Jimi Hendrix cover of Bold as Love, which is on his Continuum album, I was like, oh wow, this guy's really good. And I realized that he was an amazing guitar player, but I never really liked his pop stuff. And then I started taking voice lessons in high school, and my voice teacher was really into John Mayer, and he would say, "Oh, you gotta check out John Mayer. He's got some really great stuff."
Yeah.
And then I started listening to the pop stuff, and just fell in love with it. And I was like, "Oh wow, this stuff's amazing."
Sweet. Do you have any of his more poppy stuff that you wanna?
Yes. Play? There's a song called Daughters. You know that song?
I think so. Yeah, yeah,
it won a Grammy in like 2004 or something.
Yeah.
I could pull that out right now.
Go for it. Whatever
works
for
you. But I haven't played
it
in a while, so
whatever you're comfortable with.
No, I'll try it.
Go for it.
Of Daughters.
Yeah, it's all great. It's all very relaxing on this Thursday afternoon.
Good, yeah.
Hope everybody's enjoying out there. Is there one song that you are sometimes you're just like, oh, I'm in a bad mood, I need to just like get my emotions out? Do you have like a go-to song like that makes you feel better, or is it really like an artist like John Mayer?
Depends on the mood specifically, but there's a song called Voodoo Child by Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah.
And that one is great for just getting the mood out. I can play a little bit of it.
Sounds great.
This one you definitely want to turn up the overdrive a little bit and
cool.
Get the wah pedal involved.
There you go.
Ideally. Wow. good. You can kind of just beat up the guitar.
Yeah, no, I can see you're getting into it there. And you got any other ones for different moods?
Oh, yeah. This one's a little bit more rock and roll, but same idea. Hopefully that wasn't too aggressive on the ears.
No, it was great. Oh yeah, and for those that nobody can see what's going on here. Jeremy's playing on some quarters, some nickels right now in the studio. You wouldn't even know the difference.
Because I'm dumb. I forgot a pick, and somehow a guitar player ever gets a pick, right?
No, you're good.
But
it sounds the same. It sounds fantastic.
No, I'm glad. I'm glad it's working out.
Yeah.
No, it would be. It's taking a little bit more effort from mm-hmm. me, though, definitely, to play with this.
Yeah.
Play the coin. But,
yeah. Yeah, well, yeah. It sounds great.
Next
don't
time
get
I'll
it
bring
twisted.
A pick and there will be a big difference for me on my.
Yeah.
End. Yeah.
So, what does the future look like with you and guitar? Is this something that mainly is just going to stay kind of like a hobby for you? Do you see maybe like starting a band, starting doing more with guitar professionally? What do you think?
I'd love to start a band.
Yeah.
To start and then see where that goes. Because right now, and for the most part, it's just been a hobby.
Yeah.
In high school, I was in a band, and that was a lot of fun. And so far in college, I haven't been in a band, but I'm looking to put one together.
Yeah.
Hopefully, me and Jackson Dempsey.
Yes.
We've been jamming a lot recently, and we have pretty similar music tastes. So we'd like to put a band together. So if there are any bassists.
There you go.
Singers, drummers out there that are into this kind of stuff, definitely let me know.
Yeah, shameless plug. Yeah. We were gonna.
Is that all right?
No, that's perfect. No, it's great. That's exactly what the show is for. And yeah, the initial plan, everybody, was I was gonna have Jackson come back on the show. Jackson Dempsey was a guest on the show a couple weeks ago, and Jeremy Jackson and a drummer were gonna put together a little set in Studio B for us all, but. Ran into some difficulties with it, long story short. So happy that this is working out this way because I feel like now we get a good sense of Jeremy and Jackson. And then next time we'll have you guys together to play a set for everybody, which will be really, really cool. We're getting close to the end of the program today, everyone. Jeremy, do you have another song or two that, your favorite really hits you to your core that you want to share for everyone out there? Anything?
Yeah. I just have to change the tuning real quick.
Yeah, no problem. I can.
But
well, while you do that, while Jeremy gets that all together, shameless plug for me at Spec Radio on Instagram. Everybody, this show has an Instagram for new listeners out there. It's at Spec Radio, posting a lot of fun content on there about the show, guest highlights, specials, music reviews. Last week I did a music review of Khalid. Next week I'm gonna have some more guests on the show, and of course lots of fun stuff happening on the show throughout the rest of the semester. So if you want to follow along, follow at Spec Radio on Instagram. So that's that. Well, how we doing, Jeremy? You
good.
Well, good.
Almost there.
No worries.
Almost there.
Yeah, it's great. I'm really glad I've been able to bring on more musical guests onto the show this semester. We start off really with a bang with Systemic Flow, who is a band on campus who came on the show at the end of last semester. And I'm hoping to do that more, get some involvement with Studio B, which is the studio next door, with a whole setup of drums and keyboards and mics, and get some more bands on here, including Jeremy and Jackson and their friends who are going to come on the show in the near future. All right, Jeremy, you all set to go?
I'm all set.
All right, let's hear it. Thank you. What was that one?
That was Neon by John Mayer. Also nice. John Mayer, but
lots of John Mayer. No, we love it.
Yeah, that stuff's always in the back pocket. So
no, it's great.
Spontaneous stuff.
It's always good vibes, and I feel like your type of playing is particularly good vibes for this show and the time of day. It's just kind of relaxing. It feels like, you know, almost like you're sitting on a beach.
Thanks, kind man. Of thing. I appreciate
that.
It's
great. Yeah. So we're getting close to the end of the show today, everybody. As always, this is The Spec, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Jeremy, just once again, thank you so much for coming on the show today
and adjusting
on the fly such last minute.
Yeah,
I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having
and
me.
And I'm really excited to get you and Jackson and your band or whatever it is.
Our band that is yet to be formed,
but could very well be firmly formed the next time.
Yeah, we'll see.
That's on the show. We'll see. But regardless, I'm super excited to have you guys on again. Next week, I have a doubleheader with David Palomar and Ethan Dunn, who were two guests in the past who are going to come back on the show for some shenanigans. But until then, it's always great to be on the Freeform Radio with everybody. Jeremy, you've been playing a lot, so sorry. One more. Do you have one last song you'd like to play us out on today?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm running out of ideas though.
I'm sorry. I'm really making you work. I hope it's all good.
It's okay.
Yeah, and hope everybody's doing well. Spring is almost here. It's a good time. Good time to be alive. Great time to be sitting in here with Jeremy playing the guitar.
Let me do a little bit of brainstorming.
Yeah, I'm sorry to put you on the fly like that.
Totally cool.
Let me see.
Oh yeah, it's since we're kind of doing the more peaceful vibe, I got something peaceful I can play.
Great. Go for it. Have a great week, everyone. And thanks again, Jeremy. Thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.